was a rumble in the jungle. Once I heard Dad was outside again counting birds, and Mama plugged in the nightlight, and I saw the queen of the world.
Welcome to the Golden Hour Birth Podcast. I am your co-host, Liz.
And I am your co-host, Natalie. And tonight we have another mini episode featuring body and pregnancy body and postpartum body. So I will kind of just go into my body image from pregnancy and postpartum. I've always had okay body image. I definitely go through spurts of you're doing great. And then other spurts of very negative talk, which I feel like a lot of women can say the same. Or I know body is just hard all around. It's hard. It's a hard time. Going through pregnancy changes, I think when I found out I was pregnant, I don't know if I ever really took a moment to appreciate my bump and seeing my bump grow and what my body was doing. I would send pictures to friends or show friends in the beginning. And I just don't think I took a moment to realize what was actually happening in there and amazing process that was going on. And then as my pregnancy progressed with Wes, I would just get a lot of comments of you're so big. Uh-huh. You're so big. And I think looking back on it now, it's I have a really negative process of that, or it's pregnancy brain. Words are hard to find these days. But I just look back and I think, oh wow, I was so big. And that's all I heard through my doctor's appointments, and my fundal height was always 2 weeks ahead, and he was always scheduling 2 weeks ahead. And so I think I just had a really bad, I don't know how to say it. And then looking at pictures at the tail end, I'm oh my God, I was so big. That's just all I think. And it's not a good thing. But then in reality, it's I had a healthy 8-pound baby. Mm-hmm. Had no complications. Everything was great. So I just really want to reframe that and be thankful for what my body did.
Yeah. And what's the alternative? Are you supposed to be big? I don't understand why people are always commenting that. What else am I supposed to be? I have a baby in there.
Yeah, you're so right. I don't know what the alternative is supposed to be. You're so small.
Yeah. I mean, some people are small. You carry small. Yeah. But it's just...
people are just going to say what they want to say. And it's...
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
How was your experience?
Well, from when I was living in Turkey, I kind of had some disordered eating habits. I was in a really bad relationship. So, and he was always, always commenting on my body, which I have never really been self-conscious of my body. Gained weight. I've lost weight. I don't know. It just never I never really thought about it. I never worked out or anything. And then when I was in Turkey, I was working out every day. I got so skinny and just always getting comments oh my God, you look so good. And when I would come home to visit, everyone was oh my gosh, you look so good. And I'm I guess that's, skinny equals looking good. And then when I got out of that relationship, I was just what the heck? What was that? I look back on pictures now and I'm I look like a skeleton. Why was everybody telling me I looked good? What is going on? And one of my closest friends still is yeah, I thought that you were really skinny then. And I'm why didn't you say something? And it's just so silly how we equate being happy with being skinny and stuff. And
yeah,
I wasn't happy then, but hearing those comments that oh, you look so pretty or whatever, you get confused with like your inner beauty and your outer beauty and like what's going on. I don't know. It just gets confused, you know, in your
brain. Yeah.
So when I got out of that relationship and back, and it just, I don't even know how, but it like kind of just went away. Like I started treating my body better and, you know, enjoying myself a little bit more and not worrying mm-hmm. about my weight. There weren't comments from, you know, my new boyfriend relationship.
Yeah.
About that. It was always just like, I'll love you like no matter what, which, you know, that's what you should hear.
Exactly.
But when I got pregnant, I loved it. Like loved my bump. And I tried to get into that like body appreciation mode, I mm-hmm. guess. But still, you know, you get comments about your body and it's just like, I don't know. It's, how do you put it? Like, it's not welcome all the time.
Yes.
And especially, I think it was after, maybe after Vivian, when someone was like, I don't know, 3 or 4 months postpartum, and someone was like, oh, I didn't know you were pregnant again. I'm like,
yeah,
well, I'm not, but
that literally happened at the same
time. Commenting like, I just had a baby. I don't know. And like, just, do you get comments like after like postpartum? Oh, wow. You look so good. You lost so much weight and blah, blah, blah. But like, that doesn't mean that I'm healthy or that I'm happy or I don't know. It's just, I get annoyed at the body comments for sure. You know, especially going through what I did. It's, I don't know. It just all gets confused in your brain. You know, like you start to think like, oh, I need to lose weight to be happy. Or, you know, if I'm not skinny or I don't know, am I like not a good mom? Or if I'm not working out, that's a big thing for me, is that like, I don't like working out. At all. Like, I like taking walks and stuff, but I just don't like it. And I feel bad that I don't do it, you know, but like, I'm healthy and I eat okay. You know, I still indulge because
life,
it's life. Like, I only have one of these. So
exactly.
I don't know. There's a whole difference of like, I guess I'm more like, into like body neutrality, where it's more just like, I'm appreciating what my body can do for me and what it does.
Mm-hmm.
I have clothes that I wear and I look in the mirror and I'm like, I look cute, you know, just look a bit.
I love it. I look cute.
But it's, I don't know. You get wrapped up in like, oh, I have this belly or whatever it is. And
yeah.
But it's just like, I don't know. Everybody has something. Everybody has something that they don't like.
Yeah. I think it has a lot to do with society and putting pressure on us and women specifically. So actually when I was like maybe 2 days postpartum, I like took a shower at home and I was just like standing in front of the mirror and my body was like, or my belly was like kind of deflating a little bit. And, you know, like I didn't look like I was full on pregnant still. And I was like, thank you. I appreciate you. I said that to my body out loud. Mm-hmm. And I walked out with tears in my eyes. And I go, Sam, I just said a positive thing to my body. And probably the first time ever in my whole life.
Yeah.
Like, how did it take me 27, 28 years of like saying something positive? Like I played softball growing up and like I had really muscular legs and really muscular arms and I like thought it was a bad thing. Mm. And now I would like do anything, you know, I mean, I can do anything, but like I would love to have my legs and my arms back of muscle because it was great. But like I couldn't even appreciate it in the moment.
Yeah.
And then getting pregnant again with this pregnancy, like I definitely didn't like bounce back, putting that in air quotes, bounced back after Wes. I like, you know, worked out and did like what I wanted to do, but like never really like found a routine again. And I actually got asked again if I was pregnant like 3 months postpartum. It was like the same day that we got asked. I remember that. And I'm like, no, I just haven't worked out again yet. But thank you so much. I'll make sure I get back into the gym for you. I was like, oh, fucking rude.
Yeah, just like don't assume anyone's pregnant.
No.
Don't assume someone's like, I don't know, unless like you're good friends and you're talking, you're in like a conversation about like, hey, I've been working out lately or, you know, whatever. Just like don't comment on people's bodies because I don't know. There's just like more stuff to talk about than that. Like, oh, wow, yeah. I love your dress. Where'd you get it? Like it looks, you know, it looks so pretty on you or whatever. Just like it doesn't have to do with your body or how are you feeling or, you know, did you watch that new movie or, you know, there's just like so many other things to talk about. And I don't know. It's just uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's uncomfortable being said to you. Uh-huh. And if like it's really uncomfortable if you ask if you're pregnant and they're like no, don't put yourself in that situation
anyways. Like,
well, I've actually had probably like the worst body image this time around because I did pop so early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the second you definitely pop.
I know. I was like 8 weeks, and I'm like, I feel like I already have a belly. Like I feel like I'm already, you know, past my boobs. And I'm like, how did this happen so fast? And I had like a really hard time. And like, I brought that up to my therapist and she's like, we've never talked about body before. I'm like, I know, but I am actually like struggling with this. I am like telling myself it's not okay that I'm popping this early. And she's like, we have got to change that mindset. Like, that's not, you are providing for your baby. And now, you know, I'm 22 weeks in and I'm feeling like a lot better. I love having the bump. I love the kicks that accompany it. So I am feeling a lot better and I'm actually going to take like maternity photos for myself. I might even bare the belly and like, I'm going to just go all out because this could possibly be the last time we're doing this. So
I did it with Arthur. I did like the bra and underwear maternity photos, and I was looking at them the other day and I just love them so much.
They're gorgeous.
I didn't do them with Vivian, which I'm kind of bummed about. We never did actual maternity photo.
Yeah, you did the ones with Arthur near Christmas. That was so cute. Yeah. So cute.
That's silly.
yeah
speaking of like the bouncing back thing, I was doing like a internet search today. I don't even know why, maybe just for like an Instagram post or something, about like what celebrities have like spoken out about like postpartum depression or anxiety or whatnot. And I like just typed in like celebrity postpartum into Google, and like a million articles popped up about like 20 celebs show off their postpartum bodies and comparing, you know, Britney Spears to whatever their, you know, second child body, you know. And it's just like, it is really disgusting how, I don't even know what the word is.
The media idolizes it. I don't know.
And like, there's all these like beach body for postpartum and, you know, get your body back. And there's so many programs and on Instagram, all these accounts and, you know, coaches or whatever. And it's just really sad. Like that these people are, you know, they're not all bad and I get it, but like they're almost like preying on women's insecurities.
Mm-hmm. And
you're also so vulnerable after pregnancy.
Yeah.
After you have a baby. And so it's just like, it's really disheartening to see that everywhere. Yeah. I mean, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I've looked like the more real posts of like from celebs and and then like Big Little Feelings, they're a celebrity in my book. But like Kristen, she just had her baby and she's like sharing that like they're both in diapers. And then she like did that whole body like photo shoot on the mountain. And I'm like, they fucking adore you because like you're so real and authentic and you are a queen.
Yep. Yeah. I definitely follow some other Instagram accounts that are all about just embracing your postpartum body. Who's the Kate Middleton? Is that right?
Yeah. The princess, or whatever.
Yeah. When she had to like do like, I mean, she had to like clean up and like look presentable when she was leaving the hospital so that the paparazzi could take photos of her. And I'm just like, nobody looks like that postpartum. Like,
yeah,
must be like holding it together with like all her strength. I don't know. Like, I don't know how people handle that.
Yeah.
Intense pressure of like having to look a certain way.
And like being in a dress and like heels, like the last thing I wanted to be doing was like shoving a hamburger in my face with no clothes on.
Yeah. And I don't even want to, you don't even want to wear like real underwear.
No.
You know?
Those poor women though, it's like, it's not what they want to be doing. It's what they're expected to do. It's so unfair.
Yep.
I think even like Meghan Markle had to do that with the first baby. And yeah. I think you could tell more on her of how hard that was for her.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause she was even raised like,
yeah,
with those expectations.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Yeah. And then the other thing about celebrities and all the postpartum bodies, they all have like personal trainers and personal chefs and like, a nanny to take care of the baby. You know, like we're over here like trying to find 5 minutes to take a shower.
Two average moms of South County keeping it real.
Yeah. I ain't got time to work out.
I have not worked out this pregnancy. I am literally going for walks and that's hard enough.
That is enough. That's enough. And now it's like nice weather and so it's enjoyable. Put on your podcast.
And I was like walking around today at lunch and I was just like, oh, this feels so nice not to like be pushing a stroller or being dragged by a dog. And I was just like, I need to do this more and not like go home and walk and have to push a stroller and be dragged by a dog.
Yeah, make it like your alone time too.
Yeah.
That's what I did with Vivian. I would wake up before Arthur did and go walk. And it was just so nice. Just
you go, morning, honey.
Little morning walk.
Yeah. Good job. I'm not there yet.
Yeah. Well, it was during the pandemic too. And so I didn't really have anything else to do. Like, I mean, work, but you know, it was like working from home. So I didn't have to drive anywhere.
Yeah. My goal for this pregnancy, like near, you know, end of it and postpartum is just to like be thankful. And I'm like, I'm growing another human. I should be so thankful. And thankfully I have a partner who like tells me quite frequently, I love your pregnant body. I love your body. And I'm just like, thank you. I haven't even like said that to my body ever. So.
And you know, like you can believe him too.
Yeah.
No, he's not just saying it like,
exactly, to get something. He's saying it as he's like going to sleep. So, well, yes.
Sweet.
That's all of our postpartum and pregnancy body.
Yeah. I think we covered a lot.
Added. Yeah. It's new.
Yeah. Yeah. But we'll post some little clips on Instagram and stuff. And if you have any
stories,
feedback stories for us, then you can DM us or
share them
here on Instagram. Yeah.
Or comment and tell us how much you love your body and what it's done for you.
Yes.
So find us there. And yeah, thanks for tuning in to another mini episode. This is our second one, and it's been really fun.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys like them. And if you don't, then just don't tell us that.
Don't tell us. That sounds good. Please keep this part in.
Skip them if you don't like them. And tune in next week for a birth story.
Oh, yeah.